Welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with your host, Dr. Kate. This is where your journey to burnout recovery starts. Are you feeling overwhelmed or like work has become unmanageable? Join me and my guests for open and honest conversations about burnout recovery from the comfort of the front porch. I am here to help you build your resilience and prepare you for burnout in a whole new way through a variety of perspectives. Move past the idea that burnout can only be addressed by avoidance and work to integrate recovery into your daily life. Relax, take a breath. The From Burnout to Recovery Show starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio and member of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. I am your host, Dr. Kate, and I am always excited to welcome you to the show, and today is no different. As you are enjoying the show, remember to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and be sure to download the KS Media Group app in your app store for all the world's best influencers in one place. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to our guest. We will be joined by Adele Wong. Adele is a leading mentor for professionals struggling with stress and craving lives of more purpose, meaning, and connection. A spiritual teacher, speaker, and energy healer, she has helped hundreds of leaders around the world reduce anxiety and attract more fulfilling careers and relationships. She is a frequent speaker on consciousness, business psychology, and personal development. As the host of All Things Human podcast, Adele is the only wisdom teacher who combines the power of storytelling with mindset, embodiment, and spiritual practices to help people create success at a time when there is more change and uncertainty than ever. For more information, you can visit www.safehavenhealing.net. Adele has an MS in industrial relations and a BA in economics from the University of Wisconsin. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia, with her family, a puppy, and two cats. Adele, welcome to the show.
Oh, so glad to be here.
I am so excited to have you. Now, I also attended a university or UW, but the University of Wyoming.
Oh, close enough.
Right? So I was like, oh, another UW person. Just a different one. Yeah. Well, I am delighted that you are here with us today. To get us started, Adele, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your experience with burnout and your journey to recovery.
Yes. So I struggled with burnout for most of my life and didn't know it. I just knew something was wrong, and I was exhausted and isolated and lonely all the time. And at that time, I thought that was just a normal way of living because I was raised by parents that were pretty much that way. So I kind of thought, well, this is the way life is. And didn't realize anything was wrong because I was raised to think that if you had a problem, get a book and study. And there are some things you can learn out of a book, but dealing with burnout or feeling disconnected from your own self, me, myself, and I, doesn't really lend well to books. And it wasn't until I had a nasty breakup. I was madly in love with this man who could hardly give me the time of day. And I remember at that point, a switch going off in my head that if achieving and doing well and being a good person was the way to success, and I had tried everything and it wasn't working, at that point I realized I've got to find a different way. Otherwise, I'm not going to make it. I mean, it was really that bad because I had read all the self-help books. I had listened to a lot of podcasts. And I mean, I had really applied myself and didn't realize that I was burnt out on self-improvement. I was burnt out on me, myself, and I was burnt out on life more than, oh, the job or something external. When we talk about burnout, oftentimes the conversation is around the burnout with what I'm doing for a living. Mm-hmm. And for me, the burnout was, it wasn't even what I was doing or not doing for a living. I couldn't stand the way I lived my life. I mean, even if I was sitting on a beach, I was burnt out. I mean, that was how bad it was. Mm-hmm. And so I realized at that point, I got to do something or I'm not going to make it. I'll save everyone the hairy details, but I, totally went underground. I studied with people all around the world. They're not famous. And they are not interested in more cognitive, how to be a better ex, or how to improve yourself, or negative beliefs or positive affirmations. I mean, if that was the key to success, I would have been so happy. But I had done all of that. I studied Law of Attraction, The Secret, till I was like blue in my face. I was miserable. I was burnt out on trying to improve myself. Mm-hmm. And so this is a common theme I noticed. I started working with some people. I started attracting clients. It was a big secret, and I was still working in the corporate world. And people started saying, you know, you're on to something. Can you help me? And one executive led to another. And pretty soon I had a full-time practice while I was still a top analyst in corporate. And then I had to make a decision. And I remember at that point saying, all right, God, or, you know, whoever, said, look, I'll give this 6 months. If I'm not supposed to be doing this, you know, it will be obvious and I can go back to my corporate life. But if I am, make it happen, because I can't keep doing both. I'm exhausted, you know. So 6 months became 8 months, a year, two, three, and became something that I was doing full time. But I just want everyone to know, I did not learn anything the easy way. I'm not someone who was born knowing any of this. I'm not one of those people who came into the world spiritually evolved, or had a, you know, my burnout was from the lack of connection with humanoids, being lonely in a crowd. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have the story of, you know, I was dirt poor and I was assaulted, and not that kind of story. It was a middle-class lifetime of feeling dead inside. Mm-hmm. Dead inside. And I know there are going to be a lot of people who can relate to this, mm-hmm. that on the outside, I mean, this is a pandemic problem right now, epidemic problem. Yeah. And it's pandemic also, that everything looks okay. Mm-hmm. But on the inside, people are burnt out, mm-hmm. in ways that they don't understand. Like, it doesn't have a word. And then it's like, well, am I burnt out on my job? Am I burnt out on this? Is it the relationship? And yeah, but all those things reflect something rumbling underneath that. So that's what I thought we could explore today. It's this thing that's rumbling beneath the surface, that the symptom is burnout. But if you focus only on how to reduce stress, oh, I'm going to meditate and that'll fix my burnout, or vacation will fix my burnout, then you're just waiting for the next meditation session or the next vacation. And I know, because I did that. Mm-hmm. So I am the result of all my school of hard knocks. So that in a nutshell is how I know I was my own client. So now I have people around the world. Many of them are very successful, and you wouldn't imagine that they're burnt out. Sometimes they are burnt out with their career, but there's also something else. They didn't just wake up burnt out. Sometimes it's a slow burn. Sometimes it's a moment of clarity, like, this just doesn't fit anymore. Mm-hmm. So it shows up differently, but yeah, I'll just start with that.
There's so much there in that piece, and thank you for sharing. I think the piece that I know really resonated with me, and I'm sure it does with audience members too, is that being lonely in a crowd, the lack of connection, and how much that does impact us in all of our areas of life, and really does, you know, come through as a symptom of burnout. So a lot of the things that you experience as part of that are also attributed to what we attribute to burnout and those kinds of things. So I know that our audience members are connecting to that right now, that feeling of loneliness.
Absolutely. That seems to be a common denominator of what this thing called burnout is. I have been kind of toying with the idea that you could be doing any sort of job, even if you don't enjoy it. But if you had the good connections, mm-hmm. with the humanoids around you, it would be a very different experience. Yeah. So what we do is we try to find the perfect job instead of, well, what is this essence in me that's just wanting something deeper, more fulfilling, meaningful? And we look for it in the form of a job, which is part of the answer. I mean, you know, but I've worked with so many successful people that are just, they were like me, dead inside. you know, beautiful multi-million dollar houses and flat inside. They are burnt out. And some of them don't even work anymore. So we can't say burnout is only a function of career. Although in the conventional sense of the way we talk about it, corporate speak, and we tend to talk about how to reduce burnout among executives. You know, should we have some sort of a motivation for them, meditation for them? All these things help. And I'm opening it up. I'm inviting a deeper conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So for some of our audience members who are connecting to this right now and realizing like, oh, it's more than my career. And I've been attributing it to that at this point. And now I'm recognizing that maybe it's really about this underlying loneliness and lack of connection and those kinds of things. What are some things that they can do for themselves to start kind of mapping their way out of that?
Yeah, there are two things. One is, our culture tends to be very intellectual, mm-hmm. and we are a culture that is addicted to self-sufficiency, independence. So that makes burnout worse, because if you're having trouble connecting with humanoids and you're raised to think, go fix yourself with a book, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. You don't want to be one of those weak people. Like, that's a common theme in our culture. We value people that can sort of just pick themselves up by themselves.
Yeah.
By definition, that works against how we were naturally wired to be as humans. Mm-hmm. We were raised to be much more community oriented. And if there's one thing that I think is contributing to burnout right now is lack of community. Everybody's off by themselves, even lonely in a crowd, but trying to fix themselves, you know, behind my eyes, I'm thinking about something clever to say, or that's a big problem. So one thing that I talk to a lot of my clients about is getting back into their body, because burnout is a function of, you don't feel anything. You're sort of numb.
Yeah.
Your natural sensuality is gone. Sensuality is a big thing in my work, especially with women, because our culture is very masculine in the way things get done. So just get it done. The checklist, the task. Women hate doing things that way. The natural feminine essence is one of more spontaneity, mm-hmm. creativity, connection, being in the moment, more emotion. I mean, that it does not happen in corporate right now. So when we talk about why corporate women are so burnt out, mm-hmm. I'm inviting a deeper conversation that the way corporate is structured does not support a deeper expression of the human spirit. Mm-hmm. It's all about reflective listening. Oh, send people on a, you know, maybe a retreat for meditation, which is useful. Mm-hmm. But if the way work is done is still a very dry, masculine way, you're going to have burnt out women all day long. Mm-hmm. So that's part of it. The second piece, so the first part is get in touch with your body, your natural sensuality. That's what I do. I teach a lot of women on reconnecting with their sexual energy. Mm-hmm. And people go, oh, what does that have to do with burnout? I'm like, it has a lot. You're going to feel again, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And the second thing is, I would invite the audience to be less seeker oriented, that I've got to find the answer, because by sitting with the question, it's uncomfortable. You're sort of sitting around in the darkness of something, and you're on the edge of a breakthrough. Right now, this is just my opinion, but a lot of coaching right now is on the answer. So a lot of coaches are focused on helping someone get a breakthrough or find a solution, because it feels good, right? Well, I'm going to help you solve a problem.
Yeah.
But really the thing that's rumbling is in the dark. And I have found it much more useful in helping people with burnout to sit with them mm-hmm. in the dark. Instead of people, there's a natural shying away. Like, oh, I don't know what'll happen if I go down there. I'm like, but something is pulling you. Not that it happens or naturally. And so, Dr. Kate, when you're with your clients or when I'm with my clients, our job is to hold their hand through the darkness instead of, well, have you tried this? Have you considered that? Oh, watch your thoughts. That's negative. I mean, that kind of stuff just sets me off.
Absolutely.
This whole law of attraction thing, because it means that the answer is out there. Mm-hmm. Sit with, I don't know, and I'm scared. Mm-hmm. And because there's a juice there that will get you out of burnout, because burnout is, I'm disconnected to who I be, right? So if you already knew that, it would be out in the light. But there's something, and this is why this conversation, it's not like you do it one time. Mm-hmm. Maybe your corporate job was just groovy for you when you were 25, and your relationship was fabulous. But as you grew and matured, there's a niggling for more. Mm-hmm. And that's when these symptoms of something's not right. Mm-hmm. I have 100 of my sorority best friends, and I'm lonely as dirt. Okay. So, so there's something, I want something deeper that I wasn't aware of when I was 22. Now I'm 32. And I'm like, of course, this is the natural development of you. So I love helping people sit on the dark and the light, right where the light is starting to come in. Mm-hmm. That's where you get out of burnout. Not so much, okay, I think I'm going to change my career, or Myers-Briggs, or what color is your parachute, or even a meditation retreat. I mean, yeah, those are useful. But the question about burnout, it, to me, is more a prayer than a survey says, answer, you should be a botanist. It's not that kind of question.
Yeah.
Burnout has to do with purpose. So do we have the stamina to sit with the I don't knows? It's uncomfortable. I don't know where this is going. And I'm like, it's all right. You know, I mean, it's definitely worth the time and energy and focus to sit there.
Yeah.
Because the time, energy, and focus are going to pass anyway, no matter what you do. You could go on a cruise, you could spend your money on a purse, or you could be real curious about this and not move. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Hope it makes sense.
I love that. That piece of like connecting back into the body, and specifically, I really appreciate you bringing into the fact that like sensuality, and that is so important in that connection to the body. And I love the piece of sitting in the curiosity of what's happening down there where we don't want to look in that aspect. I know I'll work with clients in regard to like process. This is like burnout recovery is about like not seeking an answer, but figuring out how you recognize things in your body and implement recovery in those aspects. It's about helping people understand the process to that and their response to
absolutely
it, not the let's take a vacation. Let's take time away. Let's switch careers and those kind of things, because that underlying stuff is still going to be there.
You just said that. That's a gem right there, because our culture is very oriented towards distraction more than fulfillment. So if you don't know the difference yet, you're going to look for a distraction. Oh, and sometimes a movie is great. Hey, I'm worn out. I just want to watch a movie. I need the distraction from things. But if your life is spent watching Lifetime movies every night to escape, that's a lot of burnout.
Yeah.
And my experience has been that you're at what we said about the body, sensuality. It's very hard to feel burnt out if you are out on a country road in the middle of the night and you look up at the stars and there's no humans around. So you feel like you come alive. Now, if we could help people do that around another humanoid, because it's people that makes it so hard. Nature, pets, they, thank God, if we didn't have those, we would lose our mind, right? But they invite us into, oh, I remember what it's like to be me for just a minute while I pet my cat, my dog. You're not going to feel burnt out petting your cat. You're going to feel, oh my God, right? Yeah. And then you set your cat down, and then you check your email, so there are hints, sensuality, color, taste, music, dance, they hint at how there's a pathway there, and you need a bod to do that. So,
absolutely. Yeah. I love that. What amazing insights for our audience members. If you were to offer one additional piece of advice, what would it be?
I would say look for community, because what I've noticed is people who are listening to podcasts or reading books, they're trying to figure it out alone. But if the problem is loneliness and isolation, how do you solve that alone? The only way to rewire the body is with community. And we're not very good at community right now. Mm-hmm. So seek out, you know, Dr. Kate, maybe you, I'm sure you've got communities of people coming together. Mm-hmm. I've got communities, and people have to take a little bit of initiative. It would be odd if it just automatically happens. But if you're really serious about this, which I invite everybody, you know, otherwise things sort of drop down to a level of mediocrity. Mm-hmm. If you want an extraordinary life out of the burnout that 99% of the population's in, you're going to have to do what 99% of the people don't do. Either working with a therapist, working with a coach, joining a group. Like, you're going to have to take action. Mm-hmm. And look around, you know, maybe the first group's not quite right, the second or third. I have a group with women. This is all we talk about, juicy, all day long. We need community. And that would be the piece that everyone says, oh no, I'll just sit here in the back by myself. I'm like, you know, so that would be my parting suggestion, is to get out of the John Wayne mentality, mm-hmm. because you're already in it. Yeah. You know, try something a little different. So that's my idea.
Yes, absolutely. So audience members, your challenge today from Adele is to find that community, connect with the other humanoids, and seek out that connection and really get into the community. Don't walk into the room and sit in the back of the room in your corner, in the corner by yourself.
And challenge yourself. The first one might not be quite right. The first five might not be quite right. Don't give up.
Yes.
Because you might be a swan surrounded by dogs. They're lovely, but they're not quite your group. Mm-hmm. So, and this helps people develop a discernment, not a judgment. What kinds of people do I bloom around? Mm-hmm. Where are they? Yeah. Right. And that's, instead of just sort of checking out, burnout is when you've sort of given up, mm-hmm. and, you know, life is just flat day in and day out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. And Adele, this has been an awesome conversation. Where can our audience members find out more about you?
Sure. Well, they can Google me. I'm pretty accessible. You can go to my website, safehavenhealing.net. I'm all over Instagram, TikTok. I've got a free gift. You know, there's a little bit in there on the feminine sensuality, a little bit. I have a YouTube channel. TikTok has a lot of my latest stuff. Some of it's on Instagram. And I welcome people. If you have a question, just write me. I'd like to be very approachable. And what I usually suggest when people are curious is to set up a conversation with me, and I'm listening. You know, is this someone who I think I can help? And if I don't, because, you know, I know the kind of person I serve really well. And if I don't feel I can help someone, I have a really good Rolodex mm-hmm. of people. I don't know if people use Rolodexes anymore. My phone, right? If I do think I can help someone, I usually am asking, I'm listening. Where is the rub? And then I can say, okay, you know, I have many ways of working with people. Some people are better off with private work. Mm-hmm. Some people need a community. And then we can talk about what works. It's very casual.
Love that. And we will have all of those links available for you listeners in the show notes, so you can connect with Adele yourself. Adele, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I think this topic is awesome and very important. I'm glad you've devoted a podcast just to this angle. It's very important.
Thank you. What an absolutely amazing conversation with our guest, Adele Wong. And I am so grateful that she came on the show today. And I think I'm going to be percolating on that thought of the connection of burnout and how it's something that's deeper, and that it really resonates in terms of that feeling of loneliness, of being lonely in a crowd, and the importance of connecting back into your body and through sensuality, and that piece that we have to dig a little deeper and go into maybe a bit of our darkness to understand where our burnout is coming from, as opposed to bringing up the distractions or the shifting of workspaces and trying to solve it from that way. So I know, and I'm sure, listeners, that you are in the same place where just lots of thoughts are resonating and processing for you. We are going to move into our recovery moment here in just a second. Before we do, I want to remind you to hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and let me know what is your favorite part of the show. And please share this with a friend who you think could benefit from today's message. We are going to move into our recovery moment, which is focused on today making healthy eating choices. So really kind of getting into that body connection, maybe not so much sensuality, but definitely getting into the body as far as what are the healthy eating choices that we make. So let's get started. Dear listeners, as we move into our recovery moment, remember to practice in a safe space. And if that is not for you right now, take a listen and come back to practice later. We're going to begin your meditation by finding a comfortable place to sit or lie down if you prefer. Let your arms rest on your knees if you're sitting, or by your sides if you're laying down. Become aware of your fingertips, in particular, your right thumb. Slightly move your right thumb and feel the texture of what your thumb is touching. Let your thumb become still. Bring your focus to your left thumb and move it around a little, noticing what your thumb is touching and how it feels. Then stop. Now, become aware of your right pointer finger. Notice the sensation in your fingertip as you move it around ever so slightly. And stop moving this finger. Bring your awareness to your left pointer finger, moving it around just a little bit. And now stop, bringing awareness to your right middle finger, noticing any sensations here as you slightly move only this finger around. Now relax, focusing on your left middle finger. Just wiggle only this finger very slightly, noticing the sensations. Relax this finger. Allow your focus to become centered only on your right ring finger. You can move it just the tiniest amount so you don't have to move any other fingers. And stop, becoming aware of your left ring finger, moving it ever so slightly. And relax. Now we have the pinky on the right hand to focus on. Move it around a little bit, noting the texture of whatever it lays upon. And stop moving your pinky, bringing your awareness to your left pinky finger, the last one. Move it around slightly, noticing how this feels, and stop. When you stop moving your fingers, notice how relaxed your hands have become. Your hands guide you through your entire life, choosing things and lifting things and bringing things home for you. They deserve to relax fully. Now you have already allowed your eyes to gently close and become fully aware of what your hands look like in your mind. These hands are so important to any healthy weight journey. They are responsible for every food choice that you make. See your hands with your imagination picking up fresh produce from a local farmer's market. This doesn't have to be a real place. You can imagine this farmer's market however you'd like, but see your hands choosing fresh produce and fresh herbs. See yourself paying for these items, bringing a smile to the face of the farmer who grew them, who grew these veggies for you and for everyone. You have made a wonderful exchange with your hands at this farmer's market. You traded your hard-earned money for healthy foods that will nourish your body. Now see yourself arriving at home with these items. You honor the food that you have purchased by cleaning out your fridge with anything that is unhealthy or old. You can even wipe the shelves in the fridge to cleanse the new area for a fresh new start. See your hands again, making the choices to throw away foods with ingredients that are not good for your body. Your hands hold the items for you to read the labels so that you can make a choice on whether this food is nourishing or toxic. See your hands again, organizing the freshly grown produce in your fridge and whatever else you keep. Keep your items in your kitchen. Nice. You may think it's your mind choosing what to buy. You may think that you have trouble choosing healthy foods, but actually you can just leave it up to your hands to decide what will benefit your overall health. Now see yourself getting ready to prepare a nutritious meal. Grab some produce or meats from the fridge and feel the coolness that the fridge has brought to these items to keep them fresh for you. Bring some items to your sink that need to be washed and feel the water washing over these items, rinsing them, cleaning them for you to eat. Notice how your hands delicately handle these items because you cherish them. The nutrients that they bring are literally giving you life. Prepare the veggies by chopping them with your favorite knife. And you can see yourself either cooking them in a pan with a healthy oil or eating them raw. Just notice how your hands do this wonderful preparation for you without any effort. You are just enjoying cooking a healthy meal and your hands complete the task effortlessly. Your meal is ready to eat. You have cooked yourself a perfectly healthy meal without any junk or food or extra bread that you don't actually need. Now see your hands holding a fork and bringing this energizing nutrition to your mouth. Enjoy this bite that you are imagining right now. Your hands are amazing at picking out produce that is fresh and juicy. Your hands can feel the texture of things and know when they are perfectly ripe. Good. We're now going to present you with a little challenge in this meditation. You have the choice here to practice something that happens in your everyday life. Imagine that you are being tempted right now with an unhealthy food choice. It could be your favorite dessert at a friend's house. It could be a snack out of a bag at the gas station, or it could be those last items at the grocery store that try to tempt you to buy them right beside the register. Whatever you imagine, you are going to have a choice to see your hands acting in the way you wish them to. See yourself wanting to reach for this unhealthy food. But instead, your hands remain at ease. You can move your fingertips like we did earlier instead of grabbing the snack. You can see that you didn't need to reach into your wallet or purse to pay for this item. Your hands helped you decide what you didn't want to eat. Great. Now, allow this visual to fade and become aware of your breathing, just noticing how you are breathing right now, and inhale just a little bit deeper than you were. Breathe in slowly and exhale greatly. And when you breathe in, say to yourself, I choose healthy foods and my hands guide me every time. My hard-earned money is transformed into healthy foods. Unhealthy packaged foods don't end up in my hands, just as my money never pays for these things. I make choices every day towards a healthy life. My hands guide me to make a healthy choice multiple times a day. Holding healthy food in my hands makes me feel powerful. Washing and preparing these healthy items makes me feel confident. My hands help make me a delicious, healthy food for myself and for others. I choose health. Wonderful. In a moment, take 5 deep breaths, and by doing so, you're locking in these wonderful affirmations. Breathe in, seeing yourself choosing health, and exhale, relaxing your body. Breathe in as deeply as you can, imagining shopping at healthy places, choosing the freshest items, and exhale, relaxing your body right now as much as you want. Breathe in, seeing your hands again, choosing for you, and exhale, relaxing even more. Inhale deeply, seeing your hands not act upon these unhealthy choices that you used to make. Your hands simply remain still and do not act upon urges that are unhealthy. And exhale, relaxing very deeply now. Breathing in one last breath, allow whatever comes to mind that benefits your healthy weight journey. Be creative and exhale, only focusing on how relaxed you are right now. Great. You have done powerful work today. From now on, your hands are there to guide you. You are no longer under the control of unnecessary urges for unhealthy items. You clearly know when you have an item in your hands, whether you should eat it and absorb the nutrients or put it back on the shelf because you know that it contributes to weight gain. Go ahead and take one more nice deep breath, dear listeners. And you can open your eyes and return back to the present space that you are in. Remember, for more recovery moments, you can follow me at Dr. Kate Steiner on Instagram and be sure to subscribe to the From Burnout to Recovery show on YouTube. I am so grateful again to our guest, Adele Wong, and I am grateful to each of you for listening. Thank you for joining us today on the From Burnout to Recovery show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Kate, and I wish you peace on your journey. Thank you for joining me on the front porch today. Remember to download your free guide on how to recover from burnout in 2 hours a week on my website, drkatesteiner.com. And as always, be well, my friends. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Kate, on the From Burnout to Recovery show, where you are starting your journey to burnout recovery. You are invited to join me on the front porch every second and fourth Friday of the month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue growing in resilience and integrating recovery into your daily life. If you would like to learn more or find out how to work with me, visit LiftWellnessConsulting.com.